7-Eleven is selling coffee. I know I see you need to go all night. On account of that girl you taking home, ain't gonna see. Not without a fight. Right there I seen her in the club. Yeah, it up. The way her nose is bleeding, she did a prayer. Out of something else she ain't holding. So I hope you is. Cause if she crashing, you ain't about to drop the jizz. She's all up in your cabinet, pilfering. Your little bro's riddling. She be burning it down. Why you fiddling, acidling? Oh, it's why her teeth look all fucked. But on the other hand, isn't the only thing she sucks. Listen, you gotta be giving this girl at least a couple of days. You've been sipping it too. I like you gonna be sleeping anyway. Hey. So you say,
baby, baby, why you shaking? Is it me?
She been twitching in the Anna ever since.
Let's see.
1993. She weighs 18 pounds. Take her to the vet. Get her a little cat.
I mean,
hold on.
One at a time.
Her special goes no dose. Up fine.
Then cut her another line.
Well, this girl does 10 times more crank than you.
But if you try
it, if I took even half of that, I'd die.
Good evening and welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of, wow, I had a good one too, but it's gone. 10 Dozen Minutes of Lowered Expectations with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead and Jick's on the line. It was
How
good.
How you been, Mr. Skullhead?
It was such a, yeah, oh well. I can't believe it's been an entire week.
Yeah.
Seems like, we went to see a play on Friday night, and that was cool. Dropped the kid off at a babysitter and went to see some, like a kind of ragtag local theater troupe that had gotten attention from the big legit theater downtown. So, mm-hmm. I got to go see a bunch of our friends. Actually,
What made them ragtag?
Well, they had just bought the rags.
So the rags still had the tags on them.
Yeah, they didn't have time to take them off. Also, they like to spray graffiti on rags. So,
right.
A bunch of ragtaggers.
Given that they were theater people, you know, they were clearly homosexual, so does that make their sort of hangers-on ragtag fag hags?
I would hope so. Wasn't that a Rod Stewart song?
Was it?
No, that was Glad Rags and Handbags. Never mind.
Oh.
Not ragtags and fag hags, sadly.
Bed knobs and handjobs.
Okay, so porno movie in which one character's trying to emulate Angela Lansbury? I don't know.
One character's trying to emulate Angela Lansbury and another character is trying to sodomize Angela Lansbury?
Right.
If sodomize sounded more like emulate, or if I'd thought of a sexual term that sounded more like emulate...
Well, there's fellate, but that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No. There could be an Angela Lansbury look-alike drag queen.
Mm.
I mean, I've fellated enough of those in my day to know that it's possible.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that every time you go, wow, you look just like Angela Lansbury. I totally want to go down on you. Like, oh, you're a dude? Well, okay.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the curses of being me. There are a number of curses of being me. It kind of seems like it has been 100 years since the last time we were on the radio, because this week, like, every friggin' day, like, the entire time that I've been here, just nonstop shit going on. We went and met with some players today who are working at, like, a game publisher, like, a casual game publishing house down here, and had some Indian food, talked industry. But that just came up like yesterday. Even the stuff that we had planned, we went down to Cliff Dick and wandered around a little bit. Although I may have been on the radio since then, I don't even know. We went to a pinball museum and a distillery and a tiki bar.
Which tiki bar did you go to?
Forbidden Island.
So they wouldn't actually let you in.
Yeah. Well, they would let no man in, so the girls in the group were able to go. But since no man is in Ireland, I had to sit outside asking for whom the bell tolled, and that every once in a while they would come out and say, "V."
Did you say, "Well, I was from the womb untimely ripped," and they said, "No, no, no, that it's not no man of woman born, it's no man."
That shit doesn't fly here, yeah, no man who is an island. What about Paul Simon, I said?
Well, if you're a rock and an island, you can probably get through. If you're the rock...
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson can get in. Because who's going to stop him, really?
Nobody, that's who. Paul Simon,
maybe
actually.
Have you seen Tooth Fairy yet?
No, not yet. You know, we don't get out for a lot of movies, but that's on the tip top of my list.
I actually know nothing about it. I've seen posters, and that is the sum total of my awareness of it.
I read the AV Club review, which was basically, okay, for movies like this, you do have to lower the bar significantly, and, like, you know, compared to, say, the Santa Claus 3, it was pretty good, but it was still terrible.
Right. Was the first Santa Claus any good?
Not so as you'd notice. Like, when that came out, my, like, one of the girls who was maybe a girlfriend at the time wanted to go see it, so we went and saw it, and she thought it was fantastic, and then she wasn't my girlfriend.
Huh.
Like, that relationship just failed to blossom based on the first date where she really liked the first Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. It would have been handy. It would have been handy if Black Knight had been my first date with that girl.
Yeah.
Would have taught me a thing or two.
As you move forward in the world, you should probably use that as your canary.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, I thought maybe we'd have a quiet night at my place and watch Black Knight.
Yeah, I'm not watching that shit. All right, then.
Yeah.
That was a test.
Yep, then I'll know that.
It's important to test your relationships before they even become relationships, because women love that.
It's creepy to have a like, I feel like, though, there's a lot of women who are going to reject the notion of a first date at your house.
That's true.
No. In fact, meet me somewhere in public, and I'm going to bring my older brother.
You know, a lot of women rejected my idea of a first date in my crawl space, too, which was weird.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's super nice. It was super nice down there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was well appointed.
Sure, you have to crawl in.
Yeah.
But then you can watch rats make nests and spiders make web. On the little TV that I have down there that just shows nature documentaries. Anyway.
You can drill a hole into the part of the house that the neighbors live in and watch them take a shower.
Yep.
That's what I do in my crawl space.
Do you?
Yeah, but my neighbor is hot stuff. So it's not as exciting as you might think.
You'd think that he would just let you watch him take a shower.
Yeah, you'd think, but, you know, likes to play hard to get.
Live that fantasy.
Yeah. So, the tiki bar, you know what I had for the first time was hot buttered rum. Huh. And despite the fact that I'm not a huge rum fan, it was pretty good.
Is it just, like, some melted butter and some rum?
I think it's some melted butter and some rum and some hot water.
Huh.
Because it didn't taste nearly strong enough to just be rum. And it's got, like, spices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, spices and shit. I don't know, there's some coriander.
Like, you can really taste the shit.
There's cinnamon stick in it. Mm. So I think there's some cinnamon.
Uh-huh.
But the Pinball Museum was pretty cool. Learned a lot about pinball.
Did it live up to the excitement that you had for it?
Yeah. I was, like, so we did, like, went to the distillery at, like, 3 in the afternoon, and so just, like, started drinking, like, hard alcohol at 3 in the afternoon, which we did this, like, tasting/tour, but it ended up just being tasting. Although we asked so many questions that she eventually took us in the back and showed us some stuff because we were that kind of group.
Huh.
So started drinking real early and then went to the tiki bar and it got to be like 9 o'clock and I'm just like falling asleep at the tiki bar because I don't like to start drinking that early. But I was like, no, I'm going to rally and I'm going to get a second wind at the Pinball Museum, and I totally did. It was awesome.
Groovy.
Like, there's, so the room with all the pinball machines from, like, the 60s, there was, like, a placard on each one kind of explaining stuff. Like, oh, this was the first of these to have the, such and such a technology in it, you know, and that kind of thing. Like, and then the rest of it, they didn't have any information about the pinball machines at all.
Huh.
There was, however, a pinball machine where all of the opaque parts of it had been rebuilt in plexiglass, so you could just watch the thing working. It was kind of hard to tell what was going on because things would light up, but there would be nothing to tell you what it was that you had just lit up, you know? But, yeah, you could kind of watch underneath and see, like, you know, the score counter incrementing via, like, this actual physical wheel with, like, a post on it that kicks a switch every once in a while, and, like, I learned how... This had been conceptually something that I had not figured out and had always wondered about. But, like, the circular bumpers that whenever a ball hits them, it is kicked away in the opposite direction, right? Uh-huh. Like, I had a really hard time conceiving of how that actually worked. And it turns out that in the little mushroom on the stem, there's, like, a ring on the bottom that goes all the way around, and when that gets pushed down, it kicks in a thing that yanks a ring down from the top that's slightly bigger.
Hmm.
But it's like an angled circular thing that just gets pulled down against the ball and kicks it back out. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't
like being able to look under the machine at those little spinning gates and see what that's actually doing on the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, it was, I don't know, it was cool. I spent a lot of time just kneeling next to this transparent pinball machine while other people played it.
Did they name it Zod?
No, they didn't. I think it was called Surf... What is Surf Town? Surf Rock? Surf something.
Surf Fit?
Yeah. Surfepticious?
Surfepticious
was the... He was the creepiest of the Knights of the Round.
I wanted to do an entire, I don't know, book or something based on that conceit for a while, until I realized how thin the conceit was.
Uh-huh.
Just like knights named Surrepetitious, Circumnavigation, Surface.
Circumnavigation.
Yeah, you get into trouble.
Where did we go, my lord? Hold on. I'll tell you in a minute.
Well, in some religious sects, the river to hell is made out of semen and blood. So, circumnavigation would kind of be useful to have.
Yeah, is that a real thing?
Well, it's in the Sandman.
Not that I want to stay away from, you know, any religion more than any other religion, but I think I'd especially want to stay away from a religion where one of the central conceits was that there was a river made of semen and blood.
Hmm.
That the religion that worships the shit and wank demon. Apparently, there's a sequel to the wanky shit demon
movie.
I haven't watched it yet.
I really didn't think that was funny at all.
You didn't?
No.
I mean, it's like I'm glad that it existed and I will show it to people, but I you know, it's not like, oh, that's great. I can appreciate the work that they put into making it, you know, the claymation stuff. And, you know, their efficiency in terms of only needing two colors of clay. You gotta admire that.
Right. I don't know, it's one of those, like, late one night recently, I turned on G4 and there was a show where it was like Talk Soup, but just picking random videos of naked ladies from around the world and, like, four douchebags making semi-clever comments about them. And I watched it for a while because I couldn't figure out if they were actually four douchebags, like, giggling over titties, or if they were kind of making fun of douchebags giggling over titties.
Yeah.
And then I realized that it didn't matter.
Did you see the titties?
Whether it was ironic or not. No, it was like bras and mosaics and shit.
I see.
So, yeah, I felt about the shit and wank demon the same way, like, whether this is meant to be enjoyed ironically or not, whether this is self-aware or not, I'm not watching it anymore.
Because you, in general, are a fan of rather good, right? Like,
yeah,
I feel like you like a lot of the stuff that I think is kind of dumb on that site.
I haven't seen a whole lot of it, but our favorites are the same. Like, I really like the Sumo Florist one.
Okay.
And we like the moon.
Mm-hmm. Although, I don't know. There was another one that I liked better than... And I think Sumo Florist was the one that I liked the most.
I still like the moon song a lot.
I had heard the Quiznos one first.
Ah.
And so really nothing could approach that. You know, it was like hearing a really good cover of something.
You heard the
Quiznos commercials.
You heard the Hedgehogs first. So I can understand. But it would be hard for an act to follow that.
That's the one. The
axe
wound. Oh, baby, I'm thinking about your axe wound. Yeah, that's that. I had totally forgotten what my favorite song was from that, that whole thing. Sweet. Hey, have you seen the movie Nah? Not N-I-N-E, but...
I have a copy of it that I legitimately acquired, but I need to convert it into a file that's more conducive to watching it on my Xbox.
I see.
So, no, I haven't seen it yet.
Huh. I'm curious to see what you think of it.
And I'm fully really prepared to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. It's visually very cool. But I'm gonna let you watch it, and see what you think. I saw something kind of funny today. Mm-hmm. I got this iPhone game that was like a pretty blatant Bookworm Adventures ripoff, and the text on the loading screen the first time I launched it was, "I'm gonna let you finish loading, but PopCap made one of the best RPGs of all time," which I thought was.
Whoa, I think we lost you. I cannot hear you.
You cannot hear me.
I can hear you now.
You can hear me now. Okay. Well, I don't know what that was all about, sir.
So what did you... we missed the... What did you think about the thing with stuff? So what did you think about that joke?
I thought it was funny.
Okay.
It was good that a company can be self-deprecating like that and acknowledge that they've ripped a dude off.
Hmm.
The game itself, I don't know. It's It's got like a. It doesn't have like adventure mode or anything. Like it's just that mechanic. Like you're fighting monsters by making words, and then you keep fighting harder and harder monsters until you lose, basically. Uh-huh. You know, which is kind of like it has a global leaderboard, which is kind of nice. You know, but I mean. It's a global leaderboard that's probably just going to fill up with people who are cheating. And there's no timer, so you'd basically be able to just, you know, feed everything into an anagram generator and get the best possible word every time.
Right, right.
And that's the best way to play.
Oh, I've expanded my usage of my Xbox, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
I downloaded Ticket to Ride.
Oh.
And so I've been playing two nerdy board games on the Xbox.
I did not know that. I think the last time I looked, there was no version of Ticket to Ride available on the Xbox 360.
It's kind
of
neat because you can actually play with a couple of local people, which is big for me and the wife. Catan, you can't for some reason. They think it's really important that you not reveal your resources to anybody else. So you can't play Catan locally, but this one you can.
Huh. Well, is there anything hidden in Ticket to Ride?
Well, usually you don't show your route tickets or your hand.
Hmm.
So I would have thought there's way more to hide in that, but yeah, I'm glad it's not. I also played the demo for Bayonetta, and that made me really, really want to get Bayonetta.
Oh, really? I had read that in spite of the fact that you think it's just going to be some bullshit, it's actually fun.
After playing a couple of the next-gen games, you know, like Arkham Asylum, etc., it was kind of refreshing to have something that you can immediately be a badass, but there is some depth for once you're able to control it.
Right.
So you start out, like, if you just randomly mash buttons, you'll accidentally hit combos and you'll kick some ass, but once you're good enough to figure out how to target and how to do combos on purpose, then you kick even more ass. And so
you did that you could kick ass in Arkham Asylum by just mashing buttons, because I kind of did.
Absolutely not. All I could do was like lurch from dude to dude and like inevitably punch the air while I got the shit kicked out of me.
Huh. You did not start playing at the beginning though, right?
No, I did.
Oh. Huh. I did not have that problem in Arkham Asylum. Like, I found that, like, I never blocked stuff when you were supposed to. Like, I never did the timed bits, and, like, I'm assuming that that made it slower for me to beat a lot of dudes' asses, but it didn't make it hard. You liked God of War, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Like, did you play all the way through that?
No, I eventually got to a spot where it was just a piece of platforming that required you to make jumps that you couldn't really see because you can't rotate the camera in God of War.
Mm.
So, like, this is kind of a flaw in the game. Like, yes, right. I suck at this part of it, but I suck at this part of it because this is not what this game is designed to do. Mm. So I got frustrated with it, like, 15 or 20 deaths in. It was fairly far in, but, yeah.
Hmm.
But that was another one where the controls made it easier.
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of confused by God of War, I think. Like, I felt the same way about God of War that I felt about the Spider-Man game that I actually played, the sort of the good one, which is that I kept unlocking moves, and I'm like, God, you know, like, I've not even really mastered the previous moves.
Hmm.
You know, and it's like, I kind of just want to mash buttons and kill stuff. Because, I mean, think about, like, The Legend of Zelda. How complicated were the combos in that game, right? Like, there was a fucking sword, you know?
Right.
And you had one thing that you could do with it, and that game was fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know.
I think the games that I end up playing over and over or to completion on any of the next-gen consoles are going to be the ones that don't feel the need to assign a function to every single button.
Yeah. Yeah. Infamous was what you started playing in the middle.
Yeah, man, okay. Jesus.
That one does a pretty good job. Like, it starts out with only a couple things for you to do, and then it's like takes a while, and then like it does the thing where it sort of gates your progress. Like, okay, now you've learned, now you've gotten this thing where you can levitate a little bit after your jumps. In order to get out of the room where you got this power, you have to do that a bunch of times. And I guess to the point where you're just doing it naturally.
Hmm.
What that does is that if I wanted to go back and finish Infamous, I would basically have to start over.
Right.
Because I'm just lost. I kind of want to play. Now that I know that it is short, I want to play Arkham Asylum. Because I want to see all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the first point where it sort of opens up a little bit, and I was a little overwhelmed with the amount of stuff that there was going on.
I kind of felt like with Arkham Asylum, even if I had been okay with the controls, it was just like, switch into the mode where there's a green mist that shows you where you're supposed to go, and that's you being a detective, and then switch into this other mode and beat up some guys, then switch back into detective mode, and yeah.
It did seem like detective mode was just, you sort of like, gameplay-wise, the thing to do would just be to leave it in that mode all the goddamn time.
Right.
Right? And it is a shame that it just kind of looks like shit. Like,
If it was an actual detective mode and not a magic mode, like, you can see the, like, three molecules of this pheromone in the air, like, continue to follow it. Like, it was kind of obviously the mode where the game shows you where you're supposed to go, instead right. of being folded into the narrative. So, you know, my hour with Arkham Asylum left me with no desire to play any more of it.
You didn't want to beat up Killer Croc because he was a jerk to you in that one scene?
Yeah. In other news, instead of our regular show, we're just going to talk about video games.
Oh, cool.
Other video games.
I mean, video games are fun. I miss video games.
Sorry for derailing the conversation.
Oh.
So intently.
You were derailing it by talking about it.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
The real David K says, I'd like a KOL app for my droid. Let's make it happen. So they announced today, apparently Google has got some deal with the with GDC in San Francisco that everyone who goes to GDC get a phone.
Holy crap.
To encourage development. So I mean, it's like, it's still not like worth, I still don't think it's worth the cost of GDC to go to it. But yeah, I don't know, man. You know, maybe we should have gone to the San Francisco one first, because maybe it's like better. But yeah, it's weird. This city is, it's like, this is where the internet is. You don't think about the internet as having a physical location, but really, for the most part, it's in San Francisco. You know, like, we got like a message that was like, oh, by the way, me and some of the other guys over here at Twitter like to play KOL. If you want to come see Twitter offices, we should have lunch. Like, huh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, and like, you know, just so much shit is here. And there's Alcatraz. So if you get like, if you're like, it's hot and I want to go somewhere that's really cold, you can go to Alcatraz.
Is it ever hot in San Francisco?
I don't know. Probably not. I guess we're going out tomorrow night with the Bay Area Liquid Loather Society.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't like their acronym.
Now, is it too juvenile for you?
You what?
Is it too juvenile for you?
No, I get all excited because I think there's going to be some balls, and then no, it's just some...
Like, oh, some things I can hold for charity.
Yeah. You know? Because I have a prostitute friend named Charity who has to take a lot of breaks. She's right. Like, hey, could you hold these for me? Josh the Sauce says, I get the bad moon is supposed to be give and take, but the familiar that represents it is solely take. Explanation? The thing is, the black cat does not represent bad moon. The black cat represents a horrible thing that you can do to permanently unlock bad moon. Right?
Yeah. It is designed to be the worst experience ever, so that you can...
It also gives you adorableness. You know, I mean, like a cat, if you think about it, if you bought a kitten in real life, it's just taking from you. It's taking food, it's taking the money that it costs to buy cat litter, it's taking the money that it costs to vaccinate it.
Yeah.
It's taking the money that it costs to eventually have it put down when it gets run over by a car. And what does it give you? It gives you the adorableness, the unbearable adorableness of cute kittenhood.
Mm.
And if you put it in a hood, it's doubly cute. Imagine a kitten crawling around inside a jacket.
Imagine a kitten crawling around inside a neighborhood marked by economic poverty, gang activity, and crime.
Yeah. I get it.
Imagine a leprechaun. Yeah.
Quink says, you once went through exactly what happens during rollover on an old show. Can you do that again so we can see how it changed? You know, it might be interesting to go through it before we get back and set up this new server, and then after. God. I'm kind of looking forward to going back home because I'm so overstimulated here and not actually getting a lot of work done. And I'm thinking, it'll be nice to go home and not be so busy. But then, like, oh, no, as soon as I get home, I got to go to the data center and start installing all the servers and making all this shit happen. And then I was like, early deadlines and Nemesis Quest, underwater, blah. But at the very least, you know, I can start dividing my days up into, all right, during the day I work, and during the night I go home and maybe drink some whiskey and smoke a cigar.
Right.
As opposed to, like, during the day I work until we go to lunch with some industry people and then come back and work for a little while before we go out drinking with some other people and then go do some tourist things. And then get up the next day and do it again. We went to this kind of hands-on science exhibit place called the Exploratorium. Have you ever been to that?
No, I've heard of it though.
How much time have you spent in San Francisco?
Just the 3 or 4 days with Christina back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I sort of forgot that this is where Con Carne was, because we didn't really do anything, right? We didn't. We kind of just went to a hotel.
Yeah.
Was that in San Francisco, or was it in, like, San Jose or something?
It was in San Francisco, but we didn't really leave the compound, you know? At the end of it, a couple of us went up to the pier and saw the sea lions and whatnot.
Oh. How come I didn't do that?
You left? I think it was something about you being lame, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, or maybe me being gay.
Right. Like, we rented a car for the afternoon and did that and then went straight to the airport.
I see. Extensic wrote into the Twitter, "Hey guys, I was wondering if you guys had an opinion on the Jersey Shore. I don't know what that is."
Jersey Shore
is a television show.
It's like The Real World, only with people who make Daz look normal. People who are like, so Jersey that they dye their skin orange and wear 8 pounds of gel in their hair.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, it's the team of people who apply Daz's dark man style false skin every day.
Oh, I see. No, no. That doesn't make any sense at all.
No, the people who make Daz look normal.
Oh, I see.
Right, see, yeah. You know, Darkman was like the stupidest premise for a thing ever.
It was a good movie, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's just Liam Neeson screaming a lot. Don't look at me.
So is Taken, but.
Well, he was stabbing dudes, at least.
Yeah.
And punching dudes and kicking dudes and driving cars into dudes. I kind of enjoyed that movie.
Taken? Yeah, I enjoyed that a lot. Entirely for what it was. Didn't read too deeply into it.
Yeah, I mean, mostly what I liked about it was the idea that, like, eventually if I do well enough, there is the potential for me to actually purchase a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Purchase like a 16-year-old girl, which I guess would be mostly buying ringtones and and bangles.
And bangles CDs.
Yeah, bangles LPs or cassettes. My idea of a 16-year-old girl is inextricably tied to my idea of the 80s.
Right.
If I were a 16-year-old girl, I would buy giant, brightly colored plastic earrings. I would buy maybe some sweatbands. If I were like a 12-year-old girl, I would perhaps purchase some Neon Leon.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, so I my opinion on the Jersey Shore is that I've never seen it, and I don't know anything about it. But I never saw a reality television I didn't hate.
Even as my tastes slide further into the crapper, as I watch My American Idol and my Project Runway and My America's Next Top Model, I have to maintain some standards.
I guess, like, the idea of The Real World, the MTV show, was like, I can see how that could be interesting, but like, I don't know, I feel like once you have a situation where the producers are just engineering conflict and creating all these situations that are going to make for better television, like, you might as well have a fucking show with actors so that it will be good.
Right.
Right? Like, if you were going to just have, all right, we're going to just see what happens, right? Then you just see what happens, and maybe you waste a season and don't end up with a useful television show because nothing interesting happened with this group of people, right? But, like, that's a risk you're going to have to take. Nobody takes any risks.
Nah.
Stupid money. just like Cyndi Lauper said, it changes everything.
I was thinking that I was going to say, or as Pink Floyd said, but all I could remember was blah, 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 bullshit.
Yeah. Something, 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 keep your hands off my stack.
Right.
Yeah. That said, ZZ Top's opinion about money, in the form of the money that you used to purchase some sharp dress.
Huh.
You know, every girl crazy about a sharp dress man.
That's true.
That's why I wear nothing but razor blades.
A dress made out of razor blades?
Yeah. Hey, what do you think Apple's going to announce tomorrow, Mr. Skullhead?
I think it would be really funny if they didn't announce any tablet of any kind. That just, yeah. Talk about the past couple of months just underlining the problem with Apple's fan base.
Yeah.
Just, like, I look at Gizmodo every day, you know, the tech blog, and there's like 8 or 9 posts every day that's, God, I wonder what the tablet's going to be like. Here's 8 people photoshopping what maybe it'll be like. Here's 12 people talking about how it's not going to be that good. It's like, nobody even knows what the fuck it is, if it even exists. The last time that happened, we got the Segway. People got all excited about something that they didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, you're right. It's really like a lot of... Yeah. You know, I'm somewhat interested in the rumor that they're going to announce getting rid of their AT&T exclusivity.
Oh.
Not because I would... I don't know. I had initially talked about how I would jump ship in a heartbeat, but I got to thinking that was a little short-sighted, because I think what I would do is wait around until my contract expired and then see if the scads of people jumping ship made it so Verizon's network was really slow and AT&T's got fast again.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. You know, yeah, wow. There are just story after story after story about things that they just have no idea. Like, this whole speculation thing, right? Why do people want... there seems to be this idea that if you have a thought about what something might be, that's worth, like, putting into print.
Hmm.
I mean, granted, on the internet, posting something on a forum, posting something on a blog is not the same as committing it to ink and paper.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But, like, I guess I just don't understand that impulse. Like, you know, the inescapable item of the month speculation threads that we have. Like, I guess there is a type of person that likes to, you know, like, stay with us, like, armchair designers, right? That, like, think, ah, boy, KOL's cool, and I got an idea for something that would be really cool in KOL. Like, that's a way that you can do it. Hey, what if the next item of the month is, you know, so it's like a way to do a make a KOL without, you know, without everybody doing it. Without everybody telling you, hey, take it to make a KOL.
Right, right.
You know, because you can speculate in the guise of, or rather you can make shit up in the guise of speculating.
I suppose.
Like, what if the next item of the month is a pencil that shoots candy and lasers out of its ass?
Well, given where we are on item of the month development, I think we're going to have to go with that.
You think?
Yeah.
Nah, come on. We'll be fine. we've got scads of days. Five days. We've got 5 days. And I only have 8 days worth of shit planned to do in the next 5 days, so I will find the time.
Perfect.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. The CEO of McGraw-Hill says Jowlin said today that Apple was announcing the tablet tomorrow and that it's basically a giant iPhone. Why? I mean, I could see a device that was like I was talking about this yesterday. Here is something that I really want. This is a device that I want. I sometimes find myself in possession of books that are PDFs, right? Like RPG source books, say, right? That are in book form in a PDF, or like a document that has been scanned and made into a PDF. And like PDFs, fucking whatever, man. I am just convinced that that is a horseshit format for a lot of reasons. Yeah. But it's fine for printing something out. I can see how, you know, it's a portable document format. It's a document that you can take somewhere else, right? So, like, if it was a five-page paper, PDF is perfect for, like, printing it out. You know, if I have to, like, sign a rental contract and fax it to somebody, you know what? Send me a fucking PDF, because I'm printing it out, I'm writing some shit on it, and I'm already resigning myself to using some bullshit antiquated technology that just sucks total ass by the fact that I have to fax it to you. So fucking whatever with PDFs. But reading a PDF on a screen is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
It is so annoying that I just won't do it. There is media that I want to consume, that I'm interested in consuming, that I just can't fucking handle how god-awful it is to read shit on a screen when it's a fucking PDF. Like, you know, the fact that it is divided up into 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper sized segments just makes it fucking useless. Because your monitor is never tall enough to comfortably read one of those on the screen without getting up really close to it. So, if what Apple announces is an 8.5 by 11 screen with a nice color display that'll read PDFs and will connect to the internet via the same mechanism that the iPhone uses, so that I could like read some of these PDFs while I'm on the toilet, and they're legible with an entire page on the screen at once. Uh-huh. And like, you know what? Maybe I'm a little excited about that. Maybe.
Hmm.
But like, a tablet is never going to replace a computer until there is a keyboard attached to it. And once there's a keyboard attached to it, it's basically a computer.
Yeah, I was going to say, if there were a screen like that, it would, and it was attached to a keyboard, that would be perfect, because then you could just hold it sideways. Yeah.
I mean, even if you could just, like, sync it with a computer, you know, and then it's like, so here's the thing you can look at. Or, like, if I just wanted to sit and browse the web with an on-screen keyboard, that's fine, right? Like, just basically like a Kindle, except color with a big screen.
Yeah.
Right? I could see having a use for that. I mean, I probably wouldn't buy one. Especially because, like, even if I saw, like, you know what, I would use the shit out of this all the time. Like, I will frequently sit outside and smoke and, like, read web pages on my iPhone. And, like, reading that on something bigger would be nicer, right? But it's a pain in the ass to haul a laptop out there, and I don't want to get my laptop all filled with cigar ash and dust, and also I tend to spray a lot of urine when I'm doing that.
Uh-huh.
So I need something waterproof.
Yeah.
Or at least urine-proof. I guess it doesn't, you know... I don't know if those Venn diagrams totally overlap. But you don't want to buy first-gen Apple hardware.
No.
Kind of like Nintendo portable systems.
I don't think you want to buy first-gen anything, really.
Yeah. I don't know.
Since, as far as tech goes, the idea of putting out something that works 100% just kind of doesn't exist.
Yeah, not anymore.
You just fix things via updates or via the next...
Yeah, iteration. Just relying on the American tendency to just throw shit away and buy a new one.
Right.
That's why I still use my record player from the 1800s.
It's good, because you can also record stuff on it if you just stick, like, a wax slug in there and yell loud enough into the end of it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Boy, if I had a dollar for every time I yelled really loud into the end of a wax slug, went to Madame Tussauds fake zoo.
You know what I like best about real zoos? The slug enclosure. Just to see them all in their natural habitat, doing their stuff.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, what are you going to have a zoo with, like, a sidewalk? No way.
Yeah.
Because that's where slugs live, in a state of nature. Their habitat is the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Saw a great big banana slug at Alcatraz.
Like in the wild, or was it in the enclosure?
It was in the wild.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, we got radio bugbear messages? Yes. Yes, we do. Gringrim had written fairly recently, "You know, these radio KOL bits are a lot funnier when Jake and Mr. Skullhead are stoned. Should I donate a dime? I mean, a $10 bill?" I don't... Have you ever done a radio show stoned?
No. Generally, when I'm stoned, I'm either on my couch watching Fantasia and listening to Meat Puppets, or I'm asleep.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. I think I smoked some weed on 420 when we were doing the show with Frontalot.
Mm.
But just barely. Black Belt Duck says, "Will there ever be a newt stuffy to hold and squeeze and engage in newt prawn?" I think that Black Belt Duck is the only person on Earth who enjoys watching and thinking about newts having sex.
Right.
So I think it would be of limited appeal. But, you know, who knows? I wonder, do we have any stuffed reptiles? I guess there's the stuffed apathetic lizard man.
Have we done a stuffed karma chameleon yet? I don't think so.
Golgothica says, "I chuckle every time I type slash use mom to use a milk of magnesium." Yeah. Song Giveaway asked about changing the combat action button image for the new Sorcerer Stench Storm spell. I did that. I did. Somebody misfired a thing. Miko asks when I'm going to implement the stainless plexi and BM tattoos. I was thinking about getting a BM tattoo. I'll just take pictures of all the BMs that litter the sidewalk in San Francisco. This place is fucking filthy. And that's weird. I do not understand. We're walking around downtown today, like just to and from the BART station to the place where we met those dudes for lunch. And it's like, you can kind of see, just by looking around, like how different kinds of garbage react to being rained on for periods of time up to like a week or two.
Hmm.
Right? Because, like, oh, there's a Starbucks cup that somebody clearly just threw onto the sidewalk 5 minutes ago. Oh, here's a Starbucks cup that somebody threw onto the sidewalk yesterday and it got stomped on and rained on a lot. Oh, there's you can faintly see the ruins of a Starbucks cup that are about to do that whole dust-to-dust thing. So I don't get it. Like, a city that is so environmentally friendly, I don't understand how it is so like reliably just filled with garbage. And just turds fucking everywhere.
Hmm.
You never go somewhere that there aren't turds.
That is bizarre.
I mean, granted, this special tour on Yelp of places where my filter is non-functional toilets.
Hmm.
Right, so you know, my opinion might be a little skewed by that. I wonder if anybody ever did, like, if you could rate every bar in a city on a bunch of axes, like how clean the bathrooms are, and then like you could just start going to the bars with the filthiest bathrooms, and it'd be like that scene in Trainspotting.
Just going on a train spotting tour of every city.
Mm-hmm. So that's when I'm going to implement the stainless plexi and BM tattoos.
As soon as you get done seeing all the filthiest toilets?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah. Avangion. Oh, no, we read that one already. Smokey D's says, "We as the mods, well, Flinkle and I, although some of the others agreed silently, want to know when the Pickle Factory will return. We miss it." How do you agree with something silently?
Just nod your head, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You could just, "None may know the hour of its coming and going."
Well, that seems strained.
It was. I was going for a, you know, a kind of, that kind of voice.
Yeah. What? How would you describe that voice?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit Muppet, a little bit have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking maybe like a soldier in Vietnam who has to go to the bathroom, but he can't because Charlie's in the trees.
Charlie's in the trees. Maybe.
Mhm.
If I kept talking like that long enough, it would turn into one of the old grumpy Muppets in the balcony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grumpy Muppet. You know, on the bright side, I think all the ants are gone. I haven't seen one in a while.
Hmm.
At least none have crawled on me in my sleep in a while. Well, at least none have woken me up by crawling on me in my sleep in a
Perfect.
While. And none have crawled across my screen during the radio show, making this the first radio show since I've been here that ants were not crawling across my screen during it. Yeah. Show's not over yet, though, Mr. Skullhead.
That's just so creepy. The more that you tell me about the ants, the more I'm just like, ah, why did you stay in that place?
Well, couldn't help it. You know, so you ask why we stay in places with crappy internet, places that are infested with bugs, because we don't know that before we get here, right? And then what are you going to do?
I suppose that's true.
I mean, you know, this is where I hung my junk, so.
Trying to find another place, just even trying to find another place to stay at short notice might be tricky.
Yeah, at zero notice, and you know, sort of had a specific neighborhood to go to here. Yeah. You know, it's not like San Diego where we keep renting the same place that we know is good.
Yeah.
Because that place is comfortable to work in, the internet's good, it's not infested with bugs, because it's up too high for there to be bugs. I don't think that's actually true. Yatsufusa says, would you consider implementing a buff item that changes your chance to crit for 0% for 20 to 100 adventures, other than concoction of clumsiness? It'd be really helpful in Hobopolis Town Square while farming nickels and with the mine crabs at the wreck. Well, you know. What does concoction of clumsiness actually do? You know, I could just give myself one and click on it, and then I can see. Does it just make you fumble all the time? Yeah, always fumble. Okay. So, if you're always fumbling, you're never critting. Yeah, I don't know. So that's a content box we can fill up someday. Code Ranger says, is it intentional that the power of the Scratch and Sniff items is based on how late in the game you summon them? Yes. Linguini Lad says, come on, you guys. When is the Underworld Acorn gonna do something? You'll see.
Yeah, geez.
Pretty soon. The Kaiser says, can you please collapse the Hidden City into a single zone after you're done with the quest? Yeah, there's a number of tweaks to level 11 quest that will also include that whole collapsing thing. Yeah. Figure out what to do with those altars. Maybe try and work them into something that you might actually use or something. Let's see. Do we want to take our music break, you think?
Yeah, we can do that. We're going to take closer to like 18, 19 minutes just so I can bathe my kid, put him to bed.
Sweet.
All right, so we'll be back close to 20 minutes.
I put self-loathing at the end of a string. Drag it after me, swing it like it wasn't a thing. And I can sing in Japanese, please don't say to prove it. Maybe I forgot it when the music got interluded. Who did tell a lie? Did he mumble? Did this guy high? Credibility crumble. Double humble was he then? And polite in speech. Did he make escape as he escalated out of reach? Or is he bringing each and every one of you a message? Did he suggest that if you're depressive, it depresses? Not love again in terms of taco, but I don't understand shame. Mama, leave it to you.
Danger, I do.
about it. Home alone in my room, a doom doom on the computron. This is back when I could attack them for being intact men. My friend a lot was in a boyhood way, without the talent, yo, to fake it like I got today. I made play for the ladies, where in my head, if I could get them in my room, I'd make them watch Evil Dead 2 from my bed. Then up with the heels, how they tumble. Old top will never sews it up, thimble never gets a thumbful. Some bullshit's true, but most of it isn't. Don't make a hullabaloo. Get to mask under my glow, the MC, humble conduit to nerdcore flow.
Wah! Now it's time for a little braggadocio, while I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio. Now it's time for a little braggadocio, while I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio.
And the trophy for most awesomest rapper ever goes to... Sorry, having some trouble with the envelope. It's MC Frontalot. I stand 77 feet tall. I got 8 balls, and all of y'all are subject to my thrall. I act appalled when in receipt of less than the highest honor. Someday I'll be both revered and passe, like Madonna. I'm all in effect, people tend to genuflect when I enter rooms, cause all dopeness is subsumed. I spell the doom of the hip-hop subgenre you used to prefer. This geekish rhythm intersection with the predilections that I've incurred. You say word with the surf and the beats, I'm unlikely to run out. Plus I'm so bright, it's like redundant to have the sun out. One out of each 10 brags is hyperbolic. It's all inconsequential, cause you're just here to hear my tongue frolic.
Now it's time for a little brag of that show, while I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio. Now it's time for a little brag of that show, while I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio.
Pistachios ain't that great, I thought I'd mention them. Distinctive from how awesome I am, my rhymes venturesome. Then the dumb luck of it all is I discover other rappers already bragging, but fronts on sync, no lagging. Keep slanging files and recombinate to add weight to fat tracks. I overlay this very vocal via gums that flap. I say
zap. Clock cycles from the sucker MCs as they struggle to parse. And yet this front's no farce. Some awesome massive aspiration station. Self in my head to be the dopest innovation since the slicing of bread. Instead of simply relying on my insistence to prove that every twist of my tongue is another radical move, which it is, obviously.
Now it's time for a little crack at that show while I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio. Now it's time for a little crack at that show while I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio. Now it's time for a little crack at that show while I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio. Now it's time for a little crack at that show while I swing my arms while I swing them.
Villain. I got conundrums, your empty head they're gonna fill in. Still in effect, the mock you made. My dexterity ain't 20 when the skills are displayed. That's alright, I take it as a compliment. Shows you know nerd core's extent. Which MC was that? I can't recollect. I heard him on the internet. And it was MC Front or something, but I didn't hit save. Which MC was that? I couldn't say. Wait a minute, was it MC Chicken in the Hat? I remember him. He was a fat dude. Wait, was he thin? Now I know I've seen his video up on the box with the dirty ass beat calling Rooster's car. Got a feather like a pimp swaying up on the side. MC Chicken in the Hat got pride, but I can't recall if it was him or not.
Oops, it was MC Front.
Was it MC Razzle Dazzle?
Was it MC Plain?
Was it MC in the Mirror, aka MC Vane? Was it MC Pain in my ears just to listen? Nah, if it was him, I wouldn't listen. Was it MC Elephant? That would be relevant. Cause of how my memory got crooked, now it's hella bent.
Let me think, I'ma figure out.
What MC are they talking about? Which MC was that? I can't recollect. I heard him on the internet, and it was MC Front or something, but I didn't hit save. Which MC was that? I couldn't say. It was MC Matter of Fact. He got the authentic, easy riding his act.
Always speaking the truth, never fronts one bit.
He and DJ so sincere, don't quit. But I think for some reason that it wasn't him. Wait, was it MC out on a limb with a very risky rap? And don't know what happened to the time. Verbal contortion is squeezing, tongue portion sublime on the mic. Except for when the bowels break in, picked him out the lineup, mistaked him. Yo, it was definitely MC Wrong, rocking jam after jam of inaccurate songs. Then again, it could have been MC Insight,
striking suckers stone blind with the lyrics. Night.
Must confess, I'm hard-pressed to be certain. Was it MC Hyde behind the curtain? Calling, pay no attention to the man on the mic. Must be a wizard when he rhymes so tight. You're having difficulty dredging out your brain. The fact, which MC was that? Which MC was that? I can't recollect. I heard him on the internet. And it was MC Front or something, but I didn't hit save. Which MC was that? I couldn't say. I couldn't say. Step up, Poindexter, act smarter than you are. About to pull the MC name out the jar. And whoever guessed closest wins a nine-sided die and a gift certificate to prize, yo. The moniker is MC Front a lot. I got a plus one bag of nerdcore hip-hop. And my mail list busted, hundreds on famous. It's unbelievable nobody know what my name is.
Underneath the deck.
best. No jest, it's time for the lot. Confess that the best times got the worst rhymes, and I don't think I'm the first to find my life devoted less to lyrics than it is to my struggle for Pyrrhic victory in the race to be the interwebs number one devotee. Yep, smutty little things that recur on screen, risque to hate, quintuple X obscene, milks who shave themselves so cleanly, twins in positions unseemly. My spleen ain't the part that gets fended. I grabbed a hold and fast like I'm in it, distended. Probably ought to leave it alone, spend more time stroking on my microphone. Got a boatload of midgets and they're in command of a full-grown woman on her knees and hands. Got a long, hard donkey and a farm girl too, and the braying so dismaying when it starts to spoo. You gotta click, close, put it away, 'cause the internet is F-I-L-T-H wire. Chance on the IRC, got DCC unexpectedly with an 80-minute X-Vid, nuns in heat, part 3, that habit's so elite that I have that one already. Skipped to the park with the fishnet teddy, whipped it out, but to my chagrin, one toss from a whim when the boss walked in, said, front that terminal ain't for a latex crucifix, making a taint in big 32-bit color, while them rosary beads gets yanked out the cruller. I said, you can't find me, I quit, opened up the case, yanked out the hard disk, absconded, all with the data in hand, 31 years of hustler scans, plans for how to construct a love swing, all die binaries, die everything, archived since spring of 92, received for my real doll stripper shoes, tools for an all-nine polar brand, but once tub girl or goats and man, go lands galore, explore for hours, diaper playing, Roman showers, glory hole video deep as it gets, and pics of an era that she ought regret, capped on the cam from a hijack, feed half a terabyte, so what you need, got pennies in the front, pennies in the back, red on brown, on blonde, on black, ganged up, tied up, all alone, every delectation to which I'm prone. Got the Japanese schoolgirl tentacula, got the furries in a flurry, they've been yiffin' it up. Got a Craigslist poster trading pool for pee, got a deep dark dungeon full of hot buyer sweets. Gotta click, close, put it away, 'cause the internet is F-I-L-T-H. Why click, close, put it away, 'cause the internet is F-I-L-T-H. Slash on my keyboard stuck, bounce wheels don't turn 'cause it's all gummed up. I'll trade the fading vision, you can have that back. Plus the 30-year-old man belly is kinda whack. My hearing is hearing deafness and I wheeze. Yo, please save me from the wrist hurt disease. It's infeasible that these are full list of ailments. Should do anything but approve. I'ma fail 10 times out of 10 to age in reverse like Mork. Is there anything sadder than a dork for whom the new hotness is not just inaccessible, it's grumbled against? You kids, reduce your decibels. Don't make me come over there and shake my cane. Is that rapper from the double A? He insane!
This old man, he rhymed once. He put up some valiant fronts with a wick-whack bitter lack of youthfulness and charm. This old man kept rhyming on.
Joints creaking while I squeak around the stage. Hella grandmother's telling me I ought to act my age deranged. Already I don't got brain medicine. If we were running out of food on a boat, I'd get jettisoned or eaten. I'm unsweetened. Don't tell me that I got the shortest straw. I'm not a cretin, just a little senile and gassy and slow. But I bet I'm very salty and I can still row. Let's gobble on that infant. Infants are useless. Also very soft, which is good 'cause I'm toothless. Come on, kids. You wanna get rescued or what? Don't mumble all amongst yourselves. Speak up. I lost my ear horn the other day on the bus. You would think by the way you whippersnappers make a fuss that I said something crazy. Profound or obscene. Wait, where'd the ocean go? Where have you taken me?
This old man, he rhymed twice. He found this would not suffice. With a whip-whack bit or lack of youthfulness on limb, this old man was dour and grim.
but I foolishly thought that I could put it off. Now I'm ghoulishly fraught with the soft in the head, hard in the disposition. How'd I earn this intractable attrition of the vigor that I figure would be mine for life? Is there no upside? Well, the rhymes arrive every year I'm alive. Add to my vocabulary, gonna do it till I'm staring at the ceiling in the mortuary. Plus I'm probably wise by now and can do all the things old people talk about, like count pills, argue bills at diners, get the little tiny funky car and be a Shriner, go to the haberdasher so I can look dapper, get stroke and forget I'm too old to be a rapper.
This old man, he rhymed thrice, he spoke a thin gruel of lines with a wick-whack bitter like a beautifulness of smunk. This old man's rhymes was fun. This old man, he rhymed lots, rhymed till he grew liver spots with a wick-whack bitter like a beautifulness of cheer.
Nerdcore, rise up. It could get elevated. Nerdcore, rise up. It could get elevated. Nerdcore used to be just a made-up word. MCs shied away from belief. Rest assured, they sleep hard no longer. We deliver the hits to give the kids with the spectacle spectacular fits. I seen one nerd foam at the mouth in his glee. He was me in the mirror rhyming, brushing my teeth. And now the heezy wheeze off, don't babble 300 bar to get no arrow while compiling my rhyme. The slipshod rap stylings of the hip kids continue to vex. We get sex, money, power, but the jams are like flecks of sea foam against the great reef of my boredom. I seen them trying to act cool, ignored them, scored some geeked out beats and the mic, some jugglers I kick it with don't even know I rap this, alright? Cause soon the whole nerd corp will congregate in culmination of the monkey going off card date. Nerd corp could rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerd corp rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
We put a style in the blender and the tape on the spectacles. We compile the assembler. We'd each make a respectable legal fangler. Your despicable heckling side remarks make it all the more delectable to mark a Jekyll and Hyde departure from the larger norm or previous status quo. The clever dicks like us apply the baddest load to limericks, and that is no mere rhetoric. We don't just wreck shop, we mop the shop floor with rappers who romanticize the third album we've got for each. And we exceed your reach for worldwide web slingers with the confinement that every mind of the girl guys. Dead fingers with his own gunman and maybe Jonathan Edwin Warren from season 6 of DVS. With geniuses and with deviants, we're seen as special. The BBS where we write graph and ASCII files with nasty styles of blinking blocks. This ain't your father's blinking blocks. The fun a lot owns you. It's Steven Hawking rock source. Without even talking, nothing to get to dog all in the soft drawers. Our style's got the top score spot. Yours is not. Sorry, stick to the shockwave games. Looking shots at the top 40. I made my own doom watch. Dick wad. My own sprite to views files. I stayed home night.
Nerdcore, Karaza. It could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
Nerd, when you say it, you best say it with awe, cause I'm the type of nerd that will bust your jaw. A nerdcore player, I've paid my dues, got lowered suspension and chromed out shoes. Hear ye, in case you ain't heard, 20-05 be the year of the nerd. Nerdcore gonna be crazy large, and the NIC pitch, the nerd's in charge. We bust more rhymes than Theodore Giesel did, got more game than a 2600 for punk MCs who player hate. We got one word, just a matter of time for we're household name. So you best suck up now before fortune and fame. Put our asses out of reach of your quivering lips as we ride to the top on a nerdcore tip.
Nerdcore, Karaza, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
And I know that possibleness is not a crumb in a word. Every syllable injected is intended to be the one you heard. An absurd juxtaposition of vision and goal. Front a lot about to roll is the coma. Up tight and smoke it. Nerdcore's about to sit there till you poke it. Wanna prod it? Sing a fiddle kick while the smart kids calculate the hip-hop shit. Got a vast network of subversives and criminals who sit in front of the screens all heedless of ridicule these days. The complexion cleared up, but the rhyming remains. And I think the same thought with great regularity, that I'm the best MC that I could bear to begin. I'm scared to be either doper or dorky, or bound for the high road even if it looks forky. Or nerdcore could rise up and could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it if the nerdcore rose up and got elevated? We consider the possibleness of this not overstated. Nerdcore could rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it if the nerdcore rose up and got elevated? We consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
And we're back. Yeah.
What's up?
So I came running down the stairs, afraid that I had forgotten to set it to automatically advance to the next song, only to find that I was just in time.
Well, sweet.
One of those rare times that I actually DJ'd properly.
Yep. Every once in a while, I'm like, oh, man. Oh, no, he didn't. When one song plays, and then it's just silence.
And then, inevitably, somebody grabs the streams, and then I have to grab it back, and yeah. It's a big old mess. I should stop doing it.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I was working on some graphics for some things while you were gone. I didn't even have to pee this time. I think it's because I'm not hydrated well enough.
Probably.
I don't know. There's probably some stupid plans tonight. Gotta go hang out with 50 dudes from 50 places.
You gotta write 88 lines about 44 dudes.
Yeah. That was part of a... There was a thing about that song, and I've never actually heard the song, but there was a mystery hunt puzzle that part of it was recognizing a bunch of names that were from 88 things about... 88 lines about 44 women.
88 things I hate about you.
Yeah, 88 things I hate about ugly kid Joe.
You should check out 88 lines about 44 women. It strikes me as entirely in your alley.
My cup of meat.
Yeah.
What kind of song is it? Is it like Mambo Number 5?
It kind of sounds like the... I don't know. Like, if you took Pop Goes the World by Men Without Hats and crossed it with Mm-mm-mm by Crash Test Dummies.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of... Like, the verses are kind of spoken rhymes, and then the chorus is just kind of a hum.
I see.
The one that I have, the MP3 that I got, was tagged as They Might Be Giants, which is kind of a stretch, but not a huge one, I guess.
Maybe I'll just search for it on YouTube, because that's how the kids are listening to their music these days.
Now, whenever I want to hear a specific song, I just go to Groove Shark.
Groove Shark?
Uh-huh.
What's Groove Shark?
It's a website where you can put in the name of a song, and it'll find the song and play it for you. I guess people upload songs, and then you can stream them. It's like a Napster that only works for streaming and is somehow legitimate.
Huh. Weird.
Grooveshark.com. Search for 88 lines.
Yep.
By the Nails. Yep. And there's a version attributed to They Might Be Giants, but that's just not true.
Well, okay. I didn't really read any of the lyrics. I had to read the lyrics to get, to solve the puzzle.
Huh.
Yeah. There were some fiendish puzzles this year. Fiendish, I tell you. Jose Cuervo says, could a Hobopolis announcement be put out when someone gets a frozen banquet? Huh. I don't know if that fell below some sort of relevance threshold. But I think there's only so many of them that you can get in a given instance of Hobopolis. So maybe it should. I don't know. I'll see. I'll take a look at what things do and don't generate announcements in there and evaluate that for reasonability. Oh, man. Someday there won't be 5,000 to-do lists with way too many items on them.
And that day...
Kleinhund says, have any of you heard of the band Tally Hall? If not, you should check them out. Have you heard of the band Tally Hall, Mr. Scully?
I have not. I know what they can do with me banana, though.
Yeah.
Is that the place that you take your bananas? I don't know.
So I wonder if they have another band that stands very close to them on stage, in which the members help Wilford Brimley count oats.
Oh, I'd hope so.
Tally Hall and Tally Oats. You get it?
That'd be great, yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is that people who are fans of the band keep getting beaten up by people who are fans of beating up fans of the band, and they're known as tallywhackers.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No Man Knows says, hey, you haven't mentioned the Overthinking It podcast for a while. Have you fallen out of love with them? No! I was listening to the new one just last night. I fell asleep in the middle of it, though. Jesus is a Girl says, it's called sounding when you put stuff in your dick eye. Huh.
I knew that, but I still don't know why. Like, plumbing the depths, I guess? And you're sounding... I don't know. I have a resoundingly negative reaction to the idea of doing that.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a sounding reaction to doing it and a resounding action to doing it twice.
Yep. Kenny Kamikaze says, you call your dick a magic finger and you would show Buffy a magic finger or two? How many penises do you have?
How many do you need?
Only the ladies get to find out how many penises I have. You know what happened to me last night? I had a dream in which I had sex with Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Wow.
Yeah, that kind of shit never happens, right?
Right.
I don't know if it was Buffy or if it was Sarah Michelle Gellar, you know? But I know that I was in my backyard and I could see through the window that Allison Hannigan was in my kitchen.
Hmm.
I'm almost more excited about the notion of Allison Hannigan being in my kitchen than I am about the idea of having sex with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
You know, if I were to have sex with one member of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer cast, it would probably be Allison Hannigan and not Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Really? Not the guy who plays Xander?
No. He is dreamy, but no.
Yeah. He has a twin, too, so you could get some crazy fantasy action going on there.
Yeah, I really thought that... When I read that, I kind of thought that I was being put on.
Oh, yeah?
That they had used digital effects for the episode where Xander has a twin.
Mm-hmm.
And that they had just said, no, he really does have a twin. Ha ha ha. You know, like, the hoverboards in Back to the Future totally work. But Mattel won't let us release them. But, I guess it's true.
Call me a fancy tuxedo because I'm being put on by an asshole.
It was the postscript there that made it work.
Yeah, no, and it made me wish I had said something other than tuxedo. What's a thing that normally only assholes put on?
Call me a
no fear shirt because I'm being put on by an asshole.
Nice. I'm thinking like a pink polo shirt, maybe.
I've never played. No, wait. I take that back. I played some pink polo with your mom last night. Like regular polo, except you play it in the pink.
Right. And you can play in the stink as well.
Bankruptcy polo is like regular polo, only you play it in the red.
Yeah. We had a... one of the only amusing things about my New Year's Eve... Well, actually, one of the many funny things about playing Monopoly on New Year's Eve was my wife and my friend's wife talking about trading pinks and browns.
Huh.
Okay, so I'll give you one brown and you'll give me one pink. Like, you're going to give her one in the brown if she gives you one in the pink? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was New Year's Eve and we were drunk and playing Nightmare Before Christmas themed Monopoly.
Man. Monopoly.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. Like, they brought the game over as a gift. I said, oh, what a cool collector's thing. And then after we had played Ticket to Ride, and said, and now let's play Nightmare Before Christmas Monopoly. And I think I kind of insulted them. Like, I didn't think anybody would ever want to actually play Monopoly. And then they got kind of sad, and so then we had to play it.
I bet it was super fun for you.
No, it was really fun because we were kind of loopy and just making jokes the whole time. But long after everyone was ready to quit, I insisted that we continue.
Yeah, just because you wanted to prove a point home. See, yeah. I told you you didn't want to play Monopoly, but no, you insisted. Well, you made your bed, and you're going to fucking sleep in it. That'll be $400.
Right.
Asshat says, what was that Stop Smoking book Mr. Skullhead read? I'm tired of looking cool.
Well, if you're tired of looking cool, you should have a child.
Oh, yeah?
The Stop Smoking book was... The guy's name is Alan Carr, C-A-R-R, and it's the easy way to stop smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, just about everybody who's read it has stopped smoking.
Yeah.
One way or the other, because if you reach the end of the book and you're still smoking, the book will actually shoot you in the head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because they've got to keep the numbers up.
You're stop smoking. The Alan Carr actually runs you over.
Yeah. It's just a car full of wrenches.
Or dudes named Alan. So there's like Alan Thick, and you're like, ah. And then Alan, it's like Alan Alda, and you're like, okay.
Alan Rickman, like, you're like, yes, run me
yeah,
over.
Yeah, Alan Rickman, and then it's like Alan Arkin. And you're like, woo!
With Alan Arkin, I'd be like, who are you again? Oh, you're the quirky, foul-mouthed grandfather in every indie movie now.
Yes. And you're the guy who wrote the Banana Boat song.
Really?
Yeah. He was in the band that initially recorded that song, and then Belafonte's cover got big and big. But, yeah. It was weird. Forte SP says, could you add the Summon Crimbo Candy skill onto the Magical Bookshelf? After all, it's a summoning skill. Now, because it's the bookshelf is for... balancing books on. There are plenty of things that summon things that aren't on the bookshelf, like you're summoning your noodles and your pasta reagents. Yeah, I mean your scrumptious reagents, your cattail bits. The word cocktail. There is a place on a street here called Dr. Clock's Cocktail Time, which I thought was a cool name for a bar.
Yeah.
We didn't go there. There's also a place called Whiskey Thieves, which is apparently pretty cool, but I didn't go there either. It
kind
of sucks doing this whole tour of bars by filthiness of toilet thing, because like, you see a lot of cool places and then you just don't go there.
I would hope that at Doc's they have Hickory Daiquiris.
Maybe they do. Get a hickory daiquiri at Doc's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Mega Brian says, hey, Jake and Company, what would you label as so bad it's good? I don't think that kind of thing works on me anymore. I'm post-ironic.
You would rather... It's like that Onion article where you would rather only watch... things that are actually good or that you're actually enjoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I was never that into that whole thing.
No, I was surprised to see that a lot of Mystery Science Theater is hard to watch, even now. So it's like, man, this movie is so bad that even them making fun of it isn't quite doing it for me.
Huh.
It doesn't apply to Riff Tracks, though, because a lot of newer movies that you kind of watch by mistake and they suck... It's good to get revenge by listening to the Riff Tracks.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Riff Tracks is a way for me to see a movie so that I will know how bad it is without, and maybe no particular ways in which it's bad, right? Like, I enjoy knowing enough to be able to make fun of Battlefield Earth.
Uh-huh.
But I've only seen it with the riff tracks on, which makes it okay that I spent 2 hours on that movie. Because yeah. I was doing something that was actually good.
Well, that's how I watched the Twilight movie.
Oh, yeah?
So I didn't feel like I completely wasted that time. Like, Jess wanted to see the movie, and I said, okay, here are my terms.
Right.
And after the movie, she was like, God damn it, that was horrible. I'm so glad we had the riff tracks.
Yeah. I wonder if it was a thing that she genuinely wanted to see and you wanted the riff tracks, if you could get away with wearing headphones. I still don't exactly understand how riff tracks work. Well, because
the one that I've actually downloaded and did the whole thing was for the Twilight DVD, and that was super seamless. Like, Riff Tracks has their own dedicated player.
Oh, so you have to watch it on your computer, though.
Yeah, well, you don't have to. You can still do it the old way, where you just try and you have your MP3 on a different device and you try and sync it up.
Yeah, but then my worry is not the syncing it up so much as the, like, fact that the movie dialogue doesn't get quieter when they're talking.
Right.
Unless they just never talk over it. But I feel like they do.
Yeah. With this, it was super seamless. Like, you set the volume for the movie and the volume for the riff tracks, and it seems like when they're talking, they kind of dip the volume on the DVD. And yeah, it was nice. I would do it again. I still have the movie Happiness. Not Happiness. The Happening. On DVD, waiting for me to watch it with the riff tracks.
Yeah, but I can't imagine them doing riff tracks of Happiness.
You know, even if they did, I'm not watching that movie again. Twice I had to watch that fucking movie.
Why did you have to watch it twice?
One of the times when Jess was in school, I went up to visit her for the weekend, and she was in class. And I said, well, you know, the teacher says it's cool, I'll just sit in on the class. And during that class, they were showing Happiness. Because he thought it was one of the best movies ever for a particular purpose. If particular purpose is making me want to punch Todd Solondz in the nuts until he dies, then it is.
I mean, that probably was what it was.
Yeah. I want to make a movie that's going to make people want to punch me in the nuts till I die. Dream big.
Oh, no, I think that's what the teacher was trying to... What he was trying to do was say, this is the perfect way, if your goal is to make Josh Knight, I mean, Mr. Skullhead, want to punch Todd Solondz in the nuts until he dies, then this is the right way to do it. What have we learned from this, kids? I came.
Then he made them write an essay about it.
There's blood in my BM, Mr. Skullhead.
Excellent. The only line I really remember from that movie is the little kid going, would you fuck me? And the dad going, no, I'd jerk off instead.
Yep.
Like,
Yep.
Fantastico.
Yeah.
But The Happening, I watched that movie, and it hurt me. And so, as revenge, I'd like to watch it with the riff tracks.
You saw it, you watched it for real?
Yeah, a vaginal blood fart had bought it. He's like, well, it's this new M. Night Shyamalan movie, haven't heard much about it, but let's watch it. And I'm like, yeah, horror and M. Night Shyamalan, rated R, let's go. And Jesus Christ, was it terrible.
Yeah, did you get to see any boobs?
No.
Why was it rated R?
For extraordinarily tame violence.
Oh, really? Like a guy running over his own head with a lawnmower?
In a really unconvincing and CG fashion, and from far away. Like, I was amazed that it was rated R. It did introduce the phrase, are you eyeing my lemon drink, into my lexicon, which is good.
That is pretty good. What was the context of that?
Well, they're on the run from the evil wind that's killing everybody, and they get to this, like, farmhouse where there's a crazy old lady sitting on a porch drinking her lemon drink. And she says to Mark Wahlberg, who are you? What are you doing here? And Mark Wahlberg decides that the best way to answer that is just to breathe really loud for, like, an hour and a half. And, you know, after the end of that hour and a half, she says, who are you? Why are you eyeing my lemon drink? And he just kind of looks at her and breathes for a minute. He fucking eventually says something, but I swear, he just, like, clearly the best way to answer this query is to just stand here and breathe.
I mean, this sounds pretty good to me, honestly.
I don't know what I would say to somebody who... I would just say, well, actually, I've just run from, because the trees are trying to kill us. And so your lemon drink, is that what we're going to call it? Your lemon drink? Okay, your lemon drink actually looked fairly refreshing as a beverage. But anyway, me and my girlfriend are on the run from killer trees. Can we hang out here? But I guess just breathing loudly is just as good. No, because the trees only attack when you've got more than like a critical mass of people together in one place. Because the trees are trying to get rid of civilization.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
It was fucking retarded.
So the cities and start killing themselves.
Yeah. But then the threshold gets lower and lower until it's... Yeah, it's gonna kill Marky Mark and Zooey Deschanel, but the power of their love is too great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I thought maybe there was an antidote in the lemon drink.
Sadly, no. That would... You know, if there was an antidote in there, then sure, you're eyeing the lemon drink. If it's the thing that can save you.
Right. It's the idea of referring to it as a lemon drink is funny.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's pretty funny, honestly. Like, do you think that they did that on purpose?
But no. Like, honestly and demonstrably, no.
So it's just really awkwardly phrased for no reason at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Like, there seems to be an event happening. Or, think, be scientific, douchebag. Which is Marky Mark talking to himself out loud. Come on, think, be scientific, douchebag.
Yeah, okay.
There's an opening scene
I think
where...
I'm considering reneging my post-ironic position.
It almost demands to be seen, but definitely with the riff tracks.
So we were joking the other day. I was like, got to go to dinner, but I don't want to start drinking this early. And Hot Stuff was like, you realize that you could eat dinner without drinking. And I joked that was actually not allowed at the restaurant that we were going to, because they have explicit food and wine. They have wines that they recommend paired with a given entree. And it actually, in an effort to enforce the proper cultural behavior, they actually make it so each wine contains the antidote to the poison in the food. So if you go against the pairing, you're gonna die. I don't know why anybody eats there. Every once in a while, you don't get quite enough wine, and then you get really sick.
Yeah. Maybe it's just because the toilets are so clean.
That's probably true. Yeah. Restaurants, we use the opposite metric. Yeah. So this is like, San Francisco is like New York in terms of there being awesome restaurants and awesome stuff going on. People are nicer, but there are a lot more just crazy people walking around. Mm. Like a lot more homelessness. Yeah. Homeless Mike-ness. And the aforementioned just fucking turds everywhere. Mm-hmm. And garbage. Just turds and garbage. Frankenbean says, in the event that you're looking for new content to add to the 8-bit realm, you could add a booze item based on the fantastic little game Tapper, and not that bullshit clone root beer Tapper either. Rewarding kids for making people sloppy drunk and kicking them out of the bar to drive home. I think that root beer... Tapper takes place in the Old West, doesn't it? So they're not... I guess they're driving 6 white horses when they come.
When they circumnavigate?
Yeah. Were you really trying to write an entire book about that?
A children's book, maybe. You know, like, okay. Hi, I'm Sir Repetitious. Hi, I'm Sir Repetitious. I had dozens of them, but couldn't really string them into anything more than...
Anything cohesive?
Yeah.
Circumscribe. You don't want to read anything that he writes.
He just endlessly writes the phrase, kind of like Jackson Pollock, only in one color.
Paperclip says, why do the paddle phones auto sell for 100 while wind chimes sell for only 45? Don't they do the same thing? Yeah, but one of them is a cell phone and one of them is a wind chime.
Yeah.
We're going for verisimilitude here. Sir Verisimilitude. Cervical cancer is a pretty unpleasant dude.
Yeah.
To hang out with as well. Certain death. Sir Pico. He's very small. Sir. Missing number says, how about a chat effect that randomly whispers, that's what she said?
I think we covered that ground with the riding crop.
Yeah.
It was like the flogger, flailer, flailger, higer, hinder, murder.
Yeah. Murder? RDFM says, the landlady must have said, this stupid trivet and these tacky napkins need to go, but I hate to throw them away. I know. I'll toss them into that ant-infested rental unit. A restal virgin.
The ant-infested restal unit?
What's a,
excellent.
What is a vestal virgin? What does vestal mean?
I don't know. I only know the making fun of it by saying vestigial virgin.
Mm.
Someone who's just...
Oh. The Vestal Virgins were the virgin holy female priests of Vesta, the goddess of the hearth.
Hmm.
Their primary task was to maintain her sacred fire. Stupid virgins. Due to the nature of their work, the term Vestal is sometimes used to describe someone who maintains an archaic tradition. So that's interestingly similar to vestigial.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe there's something to that in the etymology zone.
Yeah.
I always thought it was vestigial. Middle English from Middle French from Latin vestigium, footstep, footprint, track, now vestige.
Yeah.
I don't know why I never made the connection between vestigial and vestige. I guess I must have. It's good to know that Merriam-Webster.com has both fucking pop-up ads and inline ads now. What the fuck?
Hmm.
They should ban this from schools. Oh, wait, they totally did.
Banning the dictionary? Yeah.
Yep. I think it's not as straightforward as the school district banned the dictionary. Didn't they just switch to a different dictionary?
They banned a specific dictionary. But they did because the definition for oral sex was oral stimulation of the genitals.
Right.
It wasn't like when you suck a dude's dick. It was, you know, oral stimulation of the genitals, which I think is a fairly decent definition of oral sex, except that it uses oral again.
Yeah, I mean, what I feel like is with... Like, oral sex seems... Okay, this is, like, total horseshit, right?
Right.
But I could see the argument. Like, why is that a phrase that needs to be in the dictionary, right? Like, I could see it being in an encyclopedia.
I guess if you think that you already have the word oral in the dictionary and you have the word sex...
Yeah.
Why do you need whole phrase?
If there was... In the definition of sex, you know, number four, any stimulation of the genitals, e.g. oral sex, anal sex, because anal sex is a stimulation of the genitals with your anus.
Right.
I guess that's true. A little less active. Right. Well, I guess it depends on the anus.
I like that Urban Dictionary at the top... The top of Urban Dictionary right now, oral sex, dedicated to the Menifee Union School District. The act of two persons using their mouths to perform sexual intercourse. These two persons can be of the same or opposite sex, but they are rarely a married couple.
Oh, that's funny. Um, Let's see about questions. Yeah, you know, that seems like the kind of thing that Cory Doctorow would be very upset about. And I checked, and he was.
Yeah, it was boinged.
Yeah. Andis T says, Jick, I kind of love you, Meng. This game has introduced me to such wondrous folks, and even if I'm an incompetent clan leader, your existence has aided mine unfathomably, so thank you, for real.
Aww.
I bet you're a wonderful clan leader, Andis T.
I'll bet you're probably a bad clan leader, because I don't think you're a liar, unlike Jick.
Oh, okay. Mr. Jiffy says, do you know what would be awesome? New raffle prizes. Wouldn't be awesome to people who haven't won all the existing raffle prizes yet.
Yeah.
Cloud Strife says, how do people lose 18 bets in a row but can't even win 4 in a row? It is frustrating. Well, it is also a fallacy. Your thinking is all cocked up. You might describe it as two fallacy.
Ho ho ho.
You see what I did there with cocked up and fallacy?
Yeah. I think that fallacy to describe something that's like a penis is something that needs to happen more frequently.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe the phallus? Oh, you know, fallacy.
Right.
Dicky. How would you describe the fake shirt top? Oh, you know, dicky.
Oh, so it was like those old things they used. No, it just made the guy look like a dick.
call me a dicky because I'm being put on by an asshole. No, call me a condom because I'm being put on by a dick. But I guess a dick doesn't, I mean.
But, yeah. Unless you're very talented.
You know, when I put pants on, you would not describe those pants as being put on by some legs, right? I'm the one putting the pants on my legs and the condom on my dick.
Right. Why are you doing both of those things at the same time?
It's weird. You know,
time
well,
to face
like
the
in
world.
The morning, I wear a condom all the time because I have the worst luck, Mr. Skullhead. The number of times that I have, like, fallen down and ended up having sex with somebody, I really can't count them.
I'll bet.
But that's why I just, you know, I just put a condom on in the morning. Well, every few mornings, really.
Mm.
It's also good because then you don't have to go to the bathroom, you know.
It's got to be tricky having an erection all the time.
No. My penis is big enough that I can wear a condom even when it's not erect.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, see? It's a little hard to keep it on once it gets filled with a couple gallons of urine, though.
Yeah, no joke.
Tricky, tricky to keep that on. Betrayer says, why not have the cheap toaster meat-smithable with a pillowcase into a weapon? Has anybody ever put a toaster in a pillowcase and used it as a weapon?
No, but I'll bet they are now.
Yeah, I know I'm going to later. Of the Hill People says, I finally got to watch Nerdcore Rising the other day, and I have to say, I missed the soothing voice of Front on the JNS show. Any chance of that happening again? Oh yeah, hi, Riff. You know, I'm down. And I, you know, so far, 100% of the trips that I've made to New York have been trips in which Frontalot was down with doing a radio show with us.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a thing that we could probably make happen every few months.
I mean, we could do it on without you being in the same city as he is.
Oh, but sure.
The audio quality wouldn't be that great.
Well, it would be. It'd be kind of good because we would. Yeah, I mean, he would have to broadcast it, right?
Yeah.
Which that'd be kind of tricky because he's not a licensed radio KOL DJ, Mr. Skullhead.
Well, no, like I could broadcast it and just have you know, you and he would be coming through the same speaker.
Yeah, but I mean, then people. I think what part of the reason that people like those shows, it's not, you know, not to give Frontalot himself short shrift, but it's the stellar audio quality.
I suppose that's true.
Although he could probably record it from his end, even if you were doing the broadcasting.
Yeah,
because we've done that before, actually. Yeah, never mind. I'm stupid. So he would sound really good, and we would sound like assholes.
Pretty sure that the better the sound quality is, the more we sound like assholes.
Yeah. Of the Hill people also wrote, Dear Chicken Company, any chance of getting a / trivia channel where we can flex our Q&A knowledge? I feel like that's the kind of thing that would happen in games.
You'd think.
Schmert says, Iken has DFSS chef staves? No. 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 Hogulus had asked, and I think I read this on the last show, but have you guys played Forum Wars Episode 3 at all yet? I've played a little bit of it. I can't beat the first Forum in Episode 3. So I think I'm going to have to spend a bunch of time leveling up or something. Or maybe the gear is different than I understand or something. Yeah, I don't know. So I haven't seen much of Episode 3 yet. Darth Vidar says, I know Trophy 13 exists. Maybe Vidar is like LiDAR, only you use a vagina to detect things. You throw vaginas at things and time how long it takes for you to hear the squishing sound of a vagina hitting a thing, and then you use that to reconstruct a picture of your environment.
Interesting.
Anyway. But just in case it doesn't, can you make it exist? But to compromise with Jick's irrationality about 13, can you make it nearly impossible to meet the requirements to attain it? Something like 300 black cat runs should do it. Yeah.
Damn, I'm not, you figured it out. We're going to have to make it 500.
And I do not irrationally avoid 13. I avoid 13 because I think it's funny. Infinite says, just watched Happy in Paraguay. WTF! And Falling Eastward says, how can you be on the radio now knowing that the season finale to Jersey Shore is on? So, I mean, is it like an MTV show? Is it like a reality show that people care about?
I'm not sure. It's one of those that it seems like the entire population of the viewer base is watching it ironically.
Huh.
I don't know. Mathemagic says, what is the policy for exchanging real-life favors for items in-game? Like, can I let my boyfriend put it in my butt for 500 clovers? Yeah, but we want our cut.
Well, if it's a girl.
I doubt that the boyfriend is a girl.
Okay.
I was just saying that Jick is going to demand that he get at least an inch in the butt if you're going to be trading our in-game items.
Wait, no. She can have the whole thing. I don't want an inch of it in my butt. If that... No, wait. Female. Massachusetts / Arizona. Are you hot stuff? Let's see. Massachusetts / Arizona likes it in the butt. Pattern is developing.
Something tells me that if we put likes it in the butt as a custom title for Mathemagic, the mods would be upset with us.
Probably. When, you never know, you know, like, there are plenty of wholesome, non-sexual things that people could like in the butt.
Really?
Well, no, I guess. Ho-Hum says, science does not suck. That's true. Gold S says, Nemesis Quest this month? We were hoping. We're working on it. It's close, but we keep coming up with stuff that isn't... But like, we make up new things, making it less done.
Right.
King Stupid says, in regards to Mystery 8 campground item, years ago you had talked about campground trees or a garden or flowering trees or fruit or potatoes or something that could be used in hardcore or softcore could be cool, getting better by each day or something. Yeah, that comes up every once in a while. The canned fruit tree.
Yeah.
We were going to make it work in softcore but not in hardcore. By having it come with a can opener then you didn't have when you're hardcore. The tree was still there so you could pick the cans off of it, but then you just had to throw them at stuff. Sharif Del Monte says, the Velvet Underground is music for people who want to talk about how smart they are for liking atonal shit they don't understand. Saying that you like the Velvet Underground is like being a blind person who doesn't speak Japanese but still loves Kurosawa films. I don't know that I believe that that's true.
I don't think there's some legitimate musicianship going on in Velvet Underground.
Underfoot says, I'm listening and not wearing pants.
Hot.
That was my least favorite THX intro. The audience is listening and not wearing pants, and you look down and realize that it's true.
Mm. And then you wake up screaming.
Yeah. Hachi says, is there a quest where you have to sleep with my mom? Only for you, which is weird. Itachi 70. Weird. We got a message from Hachi and then Itachi. And then Hitachi.
And then Infuramachi.
Sriracha. Sriracha was almost one of the knights of this new table.
Right.
Itachi 70 says, what is the reason behind the 7 days wait for the Crimbo tree? Well, that's just how it works. It's a thing that takes 7 days to give you a present. Rickett says, dear Jake, please add cone bread to KOL. Thanks, Rickett. No. Jesus is a Girl links to a picture that, as near as we can tell, is a child's funeral being attended by some juggalos.
Yep. I'm not sure if that's funny or not.
It's hard to...
If they're, like, burying an empty bottle of Faygo or something, then that's funny.
Yeah. There appear to be some silhouettes with guns carved onto the, or like printed on the coffin.
Right.
So I don't know what that's all about. This is a weird picture.
Yeah, I'm not going to look at it anymore. Yeah. Fifth Element said, would it be interesting to have you riff Hot Stuff and Scully make KOL accounts without having the ability to change everything at will and actually experience KOL from our point of view? I have done that a couple of times. But I never get past a couple of levels, not because I get bored with the game, but because I get tired of not being able to chat in all the channels I can chat in.
Mm.
So maybe what I should do is just get, and I don't give myself access to those channels because I'm trying to be incognito. So probably what I should do is just not be incognito.
Yeah.
And just make an account and start playing.
But then people would send you all kinds of shit.
I got stuff to do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Chud says, I have my exotic pairing egg and a spice melange. When will the recipe be released? For spiced egg?
Yeah. Real soon.
What do you get when you cook an egg with spices? Spices.
What
spices
kind of
are for spices? Spices are for ladies and maybe the gays. Different the Drunken Gale suggests that trolling juggalos is lull. I don't know
kid's funeral.
I don't know how I feel about using the word lull as a noun meaning fun.
I saw a great little cartoon that was a guy picketing with a sign that says stop using fail and win as complete sentences. And then a guy comes up next to him and holds up a sign that just says this with an arrow pointing to his sign.
Huh. That's kind of funny. Hey, it's looking like it's 2 minutes until the end of time here. Are we ready to not be on Intertrons, Nomo?
We're getting close. I need a song to take us out, because the song that was going to take us out ended up being the last song of our set there.
You can play Take Us Out by Franz Ferdinand.
No, because that's a terrible song.
What? So it's bad because it's repetitive.
Yeah.
You want to listen to some Sisters of Mercy instead?
You know, the guitar line's repetitive, sure, but at least the vocal line goes do 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 do. So that's better.
You could Take Me Home Tonight by Eddie Money.
That's, you know, the thing about that song is it starts out as that, like, somebody told me song, and then it turns into Float On by Modest Mouse. So it's like two good songs kind of shoved together into a kind of incoherent, repetitive shithole. I'm not a big Franz Ferdinand fan, is what I'm trying to say.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Seems like the kind of thing that you're trying to say.
It is. Let's stop this charade. Charade? Let's have a bottle of Shiraz.
Okay.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Good night. See you next Tuesday.
At the Star Wars convention, did I mention she was looking for love? Had to call her bluff. Lady, you don't mean how that sounded. That 1,000-pound dude in the no fat chick's shirt's astounded. Thought she'd take it back. Revoke, rewind, resend, retract. You heard me, she said. I'll take any man here to descend to the cave where you conquer the fear. And I'll steer you to the side to force you to choose. Somebody's standing up here now. This girl, you have to understand, would not look out of place on the arm of an attractive man. So the geeks in attendance got jaws on the floor. One extends his saber, but he tripped on his cloak. I stepped to the front, then I spoke. I ain't spitting game, look, I got a Wookiee hat on. But these guys here are used to getting spat on by girls. See, you put them in shock, and this ain't the right con to quote Mr. Spock, but it's highly illogical to me. Girl looked me in the eye, said, is your mind free? Cause I've got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam. Sitting in the room upstairs, watching her wind up the buns in her hair, I declare that I'd like to be Luke. Unless that's a bit too perverted for you. Well, I could be Jabba, a Jawa, an Ewok when we talk. Ooh, lock, a bleak block. Wait, I've seen all the flicks, all the books that I read. I don't recall any character tied to the bed. But that's alright, I'ma just pretend that I'm encased in carbonite. Why, that's a nice gold bikini, you make that? Shows off what you got, no mistake. That's one fine view of Chewbacca you're giving me. Lower that down here. We'll be living the linguistic lifestyle of the protocol droid. Then comes the part where I'm not overjoyed. Fire, she said, and before I could scream, got a steaming mouthful of yellow laser beam. My yellow laser.